This morning on WCHL, the budgets are on the table in the North Carolina legislature.
The next Tomorrow Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impact of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature.
How high will the bids go for Chapel Hill's old library building? And Chapel Hill is home to a young inventor who continues to get national attention.
Now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC women's lacrosse players continued to lead the U.S. national team. And
a few things you may not know or remember about Tim Duncan.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, and partly cloudy today. A little bit of fog in some spots this morning, but otherwise mostly sunshine. High today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. The North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement will hold what's being billed as a Mass Moral Monday at the General Assembly this afternoon. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In a conference call with reporters last week, movement leader Reverend William Barber said that today's rally will focus on how policies implemented by the Republican-controlled state government have affected hourly workers.
Now that all three budgets are on the table from the North Carolina House and Senate and the governor's office, the next Tomorrow Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impacts of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature, led by Berger, Tillis, and McCrory, and the others, on poor people, workers, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, women, and others throughout our state.
Today's rally comes just a few days after the State House released its $21 billion budget, which some have praised for being more moderate than the Senate version. Some of those observers are people working in public education who are relieved that teachers' tenure rights are not being threatened in the House budget. Donna Coffey and Jamesetta Bedford, the chairs of the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough Boards of Education, respectively, told WCHL recently that they're also glad to see the House didn't explicitly put teacher assistant jobs on the chopping block. But Barber told reporters he sees a game being played here, perhaps to benefit House Speaker Tom Tillis in his U.S. Senate campaign against Senator Kay Hagan.
The political game that they are playing with these budgets is now becoming very clear. Senate leader Phil Berger and his colleagues present an extreme to the nth degree piece of legislation in the budget. Then the Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, presents a budget that is extreme, let's say, to the fourth degree, that is supposed to appear as moderate. The reality is that they are both devastating budgets for the poor, the vulnerable, for a public education, and for workers. We are not fooled by their game and their political jockeying to try to promote Speaker Tillis in a statewide campaign.
Today's events begin with a 4 p.m. press conference at Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, followed by a 5 p.m. gathering at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council members say they want more information about four bidders vying to purchase the old Chapel Hill Public Library. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With four offers on the table for the former Chapel Hill Public Library at 528 East Franklin Street, Town Council members say they want to make sure the modernist landmark goes not only to the highest bidder, but to the buyer who will best fit with the Franklin Rosemary Historic District. The town is partnering with Preservation NC to find a buyer who will maintain the character and appearance of the iconic building. But council members say they have questions about who wants to purchase it and why. They also want to see who's willing to bid higher than the $752,000 asking price. So far, four serious bidders have come forward. The first is Chris and Ann Cox, who live across the street from the property and want to see it turned into a Chapel Hill Cultural Center with rental space for arts groups and private functions. The second is Jay Miller, who wants to see the building become a nonprofit hub for the area. Third is Chabad of Chapel Hill, which envisions a community center aimed at students. Fourth is UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, which would use the space as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The lowest bid is the $752,000 minimum from Jay Miller. The highest bid from UNC is $1,025,000. For those offers from tax-exempt nonprofits, council members say they want bidders to consider sweetening the deal with payments in lieu to make up for lost property tax revenue. The council meets with the bidders at a special meeting tonight at 5:30 and will likely make a final decision on the sale by June 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 611. More news in just a moment.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly, so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Vietri and Panciuto Restaurant are pleased to present a Southern-inspired Italian supper. Join us on June 24th at 6:30 p.m. for a four-course dinner with wine at Hillsborough's Treasure Gem Panciuto. Enchant yourself with the magical story of Vietri as founder Susan Gravely joins you at the table, and learn more about chef owner and four-time James Beard Award nominee Aaron Vandermark's farm-to-table philosophy. Visit vietri.com for more details and call 732-6261 to purchase tickets. Ciao!
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get any place else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 6:13. The Chapel Hill Town Council will host a public hearing on the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan at tonight's meeting. The council is in the process of negotiating a development agreement with Grub Properties to revitalize one of the town's oldest commercial centers, as well as the surrounding neighborhood. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads and new housing at the interior of the 70-acre site, an office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. If the council and developers can settle differences of opinion on some roadways and transit improvements, the development agreement could be approved next week. The council will meet at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And once again, that meeting is tonight. Chapel Hill resident and inventor Chase Lewis has now patented one of his two latest inventions at the age of 14. These two inventions are the now patented Rescue Travoy and a football-shaped canister for smoke masks. Lewis has won numerous awards from various science fairs and events for his inventions, including the Presidential Volunteer Service Silver Award. He says he is utilizing the prize money earned from these science fairs to fund his creations. The first of the two inventions, the Rescue Travoy, was inspired after Lewis researched the Somalian famines and parents' inability to carry sick or hurt children to refugee camps and hospitals. The invention is a simple mechanism that resembles a long tarp or blanket on wheels that can be attached by a vest. The person can then pull along sick or injured individuals for extended distances. The other invention is a small football-shaped object that can be opened and sealed to hold smoke masks. Lewis says he intends for the device to be used by firefighters to be lobbed with ease into out-of-reach windows for victims of the fire. Once the individuals open the device, they can immediately don the smoke masks for protection from smoke inhalation until they can be rescued. While working on this invention, Lewis tested it in collaboration with different fire departments throughout Orange County to make sure the device's design was as effective as possible. Deputy Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Matt Lawrence, explains.
What we have to do, based on the different designs and pretty scientific work that he was doing, came up with a design that was the most accurate and the most effective in delivering the device. So I believe that's what his focus was, and now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
Lawrence says he admires Lewis and his pursuits to make the world a better place through his inventions.
He is a very smart kid and very interested in helping other people and finding things that make life better for a lot of folks.
Going forward, Lewis says he's continuing to develop new ideas for creation and patenting. His latest announced project is to create a new type of Kevlar body armor that is both long-lasting after multiple uses and does not present the risk of shrapnel or blunt force trauma for the wearer. WCHL News Time, 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Not a lot of traffic, of course, this morning. A little bit of fog out there, so visibility not great. Foggy in some spots, so please drive with a little extra caution this morning. Situation will certainly change a little later on. It will get congested out there, as it always does. Rand Northam is in the newsroom this morning, and he'll be reporting on traffic as well. He's keeping a close eye on it, but if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Let us know what's on your mind, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. And once again, the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. It is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today of about 93. Mostly sunshine. It's going to be really hot, though. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the high, once again, in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, we're looking at mostly clear skies with a slight chance of rain, and the lows in the low 70s. Getting more like summertime every day. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny, 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Very hot on Wednesday with a high in the upper 90s. I'm not really sure I'm ready for that yet, for it to get so incredibly hot, but looks like the heat is definitely on the way. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. San Antonio Spurs are NBA champions for the fifth time since 1999, following their third straight convincing win over the Miami Heat. Kawhi Leonard delivered 22 points and 10 rebounds as the Spurs ripped Miami 104-87 to win the finals in five games. Patty Mills provided a big spark off the bench, going 5 of 8 from three-point range, scoring 17 points in just over 18 minutes of play. Manu Ginobili was one of five Spurs with at least 14 points, finishing with 19 on 6 of 11 shooting. Miami jumped out to a 22-6 lead and appeared poised to avenge its two lopsided losses at home. But the Spurs immediately went on a 9-0 run to close the gap before outscoring the Heat 25-11 in the second quarter. San Antonio's lead grew to 21 points late in the third quarter, allowing Spurs fans to enjoy the final 15 minutes without really worrying about it too much. LeBron James had 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists, but the rest of Miami's starting five combined for just 32 points. The Heat starters shot just 39%, with Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and Ray Allen combining to go 11 of 34. So a dominating win for the San Antonio Spurs. And believe it or not, Tim Duncan has another world championship NBA title. Goes to the Spurs, who are all long in the tooth, as they say, or most of them anyway. And it's amazing. It will be interesting to see what will happen to the big three in Miami, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. See if they will remain together. Most people say that they will not. They came up short again against San Antonio Spurs. And in San Antonio, they're still celebrating out there. Eight current or former University of North Carolina lacrosse players have made the U.S. women's national team more than any school in the nation. U.S. Lacrosse released the 38-player roster for its 2014-2015 team on Sunday after a three-day tryout held at Georgetown University. The eight Tar Heels in the roster are attacker Becky Lynch from the UNC class of 2012, midfielders Maggie Bill, 2017, Emily Garrity, who of 2013, and Laura Zimmerman, who graduated in 2012. Defenders Jen Russell, 2010 class, Sloan Serpy, 2014, and Courtney Waite, who will graduate in 2015, and goalie Kaylee Waters, who was in the 2017 class. All those players either current or former Carolina players. Players were selected from an 81-player invite-only tryout pool and were evaluated by the U.S. Women's National Team coaching staff, led by head coach Ricky Freed, as well as several top-level college coaches. The team will train and compete in several exhibition events in the lead-up to the 2017 Federation of International Lacrosse Women's World Cup in Surrey, England. Ultimately, 18 players will represent the United States as the team goes for a third consecutive and eighth overall world title. A team-high 8 players, a graduate of or currently play for the University of North Carolina, for the University of Maryland, and Syracuse University, placing 7 current and former players each. You can see the complete roster on our website at chapelboro.com. In fact, you can read all of our news and sports stories and everything else that's happening in our community. You can find it there on our community portal at chapelboro.com. It is 6:22 at WCHL. If you're just waking up this morning, you missed the forecast, and it's going to be a really hot day today. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 90s. We're starting out at 35 right now at WCHL.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have 3 convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com, and we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Al LeBeau, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Al had to say.
People wait too long before they go into the retirement community, and all of a sudden they find there's a big, long waiting list to get in. They want to move today, but they should have signed up years ago and gone in. So we tried to cut it off at the pass and go in early before we needed to be there. It's really first-class operation. I mean, the food is marvelous. When we have inclement weather, they will bring meals over to you, and it's just one of those services we find phenomenal. It seems like there's no end to what you can order. Like, if you want 2 scoops of ice cream, it isn't an extra charge. My wife and I are from the New York metropolitan area, and while we're in Cedars, we are so centrally located, it's just a hop and a skip to the airport. You got great hospitals within easy reach, and of course, there's always the sports activities that you have between, should I mention it, Duke and Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Al. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 6:25. Charles Osgood coming up. We'll have another look at local news coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that can help your whole business be more productive. Total document solutions only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Some of us take coffee very, very seriously. In fact, coffee connoisseurs like to roast their own beans to get that distinct flavor that they crave. But in order to do that, they have to know exactly when to pull the beans out of the heat. So how much roasting is too much roasting? Well, it depends on how the beans sing as they heat up. That's right, sing. We'll hear from some coffee beans after this. Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. And think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at liftmaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
You know what I didn't learn in law school? How much time is spent on documents. Preparing them, revising them, and scanning and routing them. And if all goes well, having my client sign them.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
Legal Documents 101. Now that ought to be a course.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Scientists at the University of Texas at Austin say hot coffee beans make several distinct sounds as they go through the roasting process, commonly called first crack and second crack. The first crack noises from coffee beans can start 7 to 10 minutes into the roasting process. The beans start to visibly expand in size, but they also begin sounding like popcorn popping in the microwave. Like that. Well, once the popping noise stops, the beans move to second crack at about the 10-minute mark. Here they start to sound like a bowl of Rice Krispies sitting in milk. What do those beans' harmonies mean? Well, different roast levels for beans contain different levels of caffeine. So folks who want that extra jolt of caffeine will want to pay attention to the beans chattering to know when they are just right. Anyway, the scientists are now working on a device that can listen to the beans and determine when to turn the heat down based on all that popping and cracking. And if they ever do build an automatic acoustic roaster, well, one day we might not be waking up to the smell of coffee, but instead waking up to the sound of coffee. Good to the last pop. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss and a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. It's half off from Refinements Resale Boutique, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunshine today. It's going to be really hot. High today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, even warmer with a high in the low 90s again and a slight chance of showers and thunder showers. Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop, part of downtown Carborough, in the beautiful garden patio, is now open for outdoor dining, so you can enjoy it.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
The northern town of Talifar today in their march toward Baghdad, Iraq. CBS's Holly Williams outside the captured city of Mosul, watching the coming and going of refugees.
Earlier last week, we saw hundreds of thousands of people coming out of Mosul, fleeing the violence. Now we're seeing people, and we're talking to refugees who are heading back to Mosul. And what they say to us is that they think that there's nothing to be frightened of, that ISIS are not hurting civilians.
Hundreds of Iraqi men heeding the call to volunteer and fight the militants. The situation in Iraq sure to impact the U.S. economy.
It's pretty likely that oil futures are going to fluctuate wildly over the next few weeks. But the trend may be higher, which means U.S. gasoline prices will be higher, which means the U.S. economy faces still another challenge.
Analyst Greg Valliere, the U.S. considering talks with Iran about the unrest in Iraq. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together movement will hold what's being billed as a Mass Moral Monday at the General Assembly this afternoon. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on this continuing story.
In a conference call with reporters last week, movement leader Reverend William Barber said that today's rally will focus on how policies implemented by the Republican-controlled state government have affected hourly workers.
Now that all three budgets are on the table from the North Carolina House and Senate and the governor's office, the next Moral Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impacts of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature, led by Berger, Tillis, and McCrory, and the others, on poor people, workers, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, women, and others throughout our state.
Today's rally comes just a few days after the State House released its $21 billion budget, which some have praised for being more moderate than the Senate version. Some of those observers are people working in public education who are relieved that teachers' tenure rights are not being threatened in the House budget. Donna Coffey and James Zeta Bedford, the chairs of the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough Boards of Education, respectively, told WCHL recently that they're also glad to see the House didn't explicitly put teacher assistant jobs on the chopping block. But Barber told reporters he sees a game being played here, perhaps to benefit House Speaker Tom Tillis in his U.S. Senate campaign against Senator Kay Hagan.
The political game that they are playing with these budgets is now becoming very clear. Senate leader Phil Berger and his colleagues present an extreme to the nth degree piece of legislation in the budget. Then the Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, presents a budget that is extreme, let's say, to the fourth degree, that is supposed to appear as moderate. The reality is that they are both devastating budgets for the poor, the vulnerable, for public education, and for workers. We are not fooled by their game and their political jockeying to try to promote Speaker Tillis in a statewide campaign.
Today's events begin with a 4 p.m. press conference at Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, followed by a 5 p.m. gathering at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council members say they want more information about four bidders vying to purchase the old Chapel Hill Public Library. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
With four offers on the table for the former Chapel Hill Public Library at 528 East Franklin Street, Town Council members say they want to make sure the modernist landmark goes not only to the highest bidder, but to the buyer who will best fit with the Franklin Rosemary Historic District. The town is partnering with Preservation NC to find a buyer who will maintain the character and appearance of the iconic building. But council members say they have questions about who wants to purchase it and why. They also want to see who's willing to bid higher than the $752,000 asking price. So far, four serious bidders have come forward. The first is Chris and Ann Cox, who live across the street from the property and want to see it turned into a Chapel Hill Cultural Center with rental space for arts groups and private functions. The second is Jay Miller, who wants to see the building become a nonprofit hub for the area. Third is Chabad of Chapel Hill, which envisions a community center aimed at students. Fourth is UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, which would use the space as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The lowest bid is the $752,000 minimum from Jay Miller. The highest bid from UNC is $1,025,000. For those offers from tax-exempt nonprofits, council members say they want bidders to consider sweetening the deal with payments in lieu to make up for lost property tax revenue. The council meets with the bidders at a special meeting tonight at 5:30 and will likely make a final decision on the sale by June 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council plans to host a public hearing on the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan at tonight's meeting. The council's in the process of negotiating a development agreement with Grubb Properties to revitalize one of the town's oldest commercial centers as well as the surrounding neighborhood. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads and new housing at the interior of the 70-acre site, an office and retail space that runs all the way along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road in between that area there. It's a mighty big area. If the council and developers can settle differences of opinion on some roadways and transit improvements, the development agreement could be approved next week. The council will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Surely a lot of people will be there because a lot of people are very concerned about that. A handful of protesters have been on the road for more than a week as they try raising support for North Carolina to legalize marijuana use for medical purposes. Five men have been hiking for more than a week in an Asheville to Raleigh trek aimed at pushing legislators to place a referendum on the November ballot and let voters decide the issue. Four of the men carried signs calling for legalization as they walked through Statesville and the rest of Iredell County this week. Legislation has set up a referendum on whether to change the state constitution and allow medical marijuana appears unlikely this year. The bill was introduced last month and hasn't seen any action. Growth for the North Carolina Education Lottery is being sought from an unusual source, Republicans. The House budget approved late last week demands another $106 million in net lottery profits to help the GOP-led chamber raise teacher salaries on average by 5%. The bill helps the lottery get there by doubling the amount it can spend on advertising the games. The budget votes put some social conservatives in the House on the spot because they think gambling is wrong. It turned out only one Republican voted against the plan. Republicans offered the most opposition to the lottery's passage back in 2005. Now lawmakers only talk about repealing it in theory. Instead, they emphasize lottery revenues for education and making sure it operates honestly. And in news around town this morning, time to start planning for Independence Day here in Orange County. July 4th festivities run all day, beginning at 9 a.m. in Hillsborough with a parade on West Tryon Street, a public reading of the Declaration of Independence at 10 o'clock, and a picnic in the park until 3 p.m. at the Farmers Market Pavilion. That's the way to celebrate in Hillsborough. Now, festivities in Carrboro begin at 9:30 a.m. on the Weaver Street lawn. At 10:50, there will be a parade from the lawn to Town Hall, followed by an all-day celebration until 4 p.m. featuring family activities, games, food, and live music, and entertainment over right in front of Town Hall and the big stage there. I will be there as your MC. And also, as the day ends, as always, the annual fireworks show at Keenan Stadium. Gates open at 7 p.m. and the fireworks start at 9:30. There will be live music and a watermelon eating contest hosted by DSI Comedy Theater. And to offset the cost of the fireworks, officials are asking for voluntary donations of $1 per person or $5 per family at the gate. I'll be there as your master of ceremonies for that event as well at Keenan Stadium, and I hope you will be there and be a part of it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It always is. 6:39 at WCHL. David Schwartz says a lot of what Roger Perry had to say last night about development in Chapel Hill was wrong. He will tell you why on today's commentary. That is up next.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
61 degrees, 641.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is David Schwartz. Last week, this radio station aired an interview with Chapel Hill resident Roger Perry, in which Mr. Perry discussed the town's fiscal challenges and suggested ways to remedy them. It's no surprise that Mr. Perry, who makes his living building real estate, believes that we should, guess what, build more real estate. However, there's an odd disconnect between what Mr. Perry says we should be doing and what he himself is doing. For example, Mr. Perry's correct that our commercial tax base is too small relative to the size of our residential tax base. In general, residential property consumes more in town services than it generates in tax revenue. Conversely, commercial property, and especially industrial property, generates more tax revenue than it consumes in town services. Thus, if a town has too much residential property relative to the amount of commercial property, the tax burden on residential property owners will be uncomfortably high, and that's the situation in which we find ourselves. So how did Chapel Hill's balance between commercial and residential property get so out of whack? In part, it's because real estate developers, very much including Mr. Perry, have spent the past few decades building dense new housing all over town without building a commensurate amount of commercial property. If instead of building hundreds of new homes on the farms that became Meadowmont and Southern Village, we had developed some of that land for commercial research and light industrial activities, our current fiscal situation would probably be much rosier. This brings us to the subject of Ephesus Fordham. Mr. Perry further stated in his interview that many town citizens who raised concerns about the Ephesus Fordham project either focused on the wrong problem or didn't have all the facts. He's mistaken. The citizens considered the redevelopment plan produced by the town staff unsatisfactory precisely because it seems likely to exacerbate the very problem Mr. Perry describes. That is, it will add too much new residential property and too little new commercial property. Mr. Perry's own firm, in fact, is planning to build a new high-density apartment complex on the site of the former Plaza Movie Theater. You heard right. Mr. Perry, who counsels us on the need to create a better balance between commercial and residential property, intends to turn a former commercial property into hundreds of units of new housing. And under the new zoning that the town council approved for the Ephesus Fordham area, the other commercial property owners in the district are likely to do the same. It's very possible, therefore, that when Ephesus Fordham is fully built out, Chapel Hill's imbalance between commercial and residential property will be even worse than it is today. If Mr. Perry is serious about wanting to help the town address its fiscal challenges, let him practice what he preaches. Let him stop building new housing in Chapel Hill and instead devote his considerable talents and resources toward developing commercial research and light industrial facilities. He can start with Obie's Creek. This is David Schwartz.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
The city of San Antonio has not been kind to Carolina basketball in the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels were eliminated in San Antonio this past season after a two-point loss to Iowa State in the round of 32. But the Heels were able to win a game in the city for the first time after disappointing Final Four exits in 1998 and 2008. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders, which three cities have the Tar Heels never won an NCAA tournament game in which they have played more than one? The answer to that tricky bit of Tar Heel trivia comes up after this break.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had. But he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
After Carolina picked up an opening round victory over Providence in San Antonio this past NCAA tournament, there are only three cities in which the Heels have played more than one tournament game without a win. Can you name them? The Heels are 0-4 all-time in Louisville, Kentucky, 0-3 in Indianapolis, Indiana, and 0-2 in Madison, Wisconsin in NCAA tournament play. Louisville is a host city for the first two rounds in 2015, while Indianapolis is the site for next year's Final Four.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way and Freddie Cogger's trivia quiz. Plus, today's WCHL hometown hero.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane McPherson, Cedars charter member since 2004. Here's what Jane had to say.
I have friends at all the local retirement communities, and they are most impressed with the fact that here at the Cedars, we have a car and driver at our disposal. But what I want to talk about now is financial stability, which we take very seriously here at the Cedars. People of our generation are conservative about how they treat the money they have earned. We don't like debt, either for ourselves individually or when we buy into a place. It goes against our values. It is a unique feature that the Cedars is entirely debt-free. Everything we pay goes toward our care and sustenance. Not a penny goes for debt service or interest on loans. And that is a major reason why the Cedars has been the right choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
All right, 648 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot happening right now. Ram Northern will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. Not a lot of traffic out there now, but that volume will certainly increase in just a little while as folks get off and get to work. So depend on Ram to report on that. And also, if you know of something that we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom. 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL and let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 66 degrees, mostly sunshine, high today in the low 90s. Tonight partly cloudy with a low about 68. And then tomorrow mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s again. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, slight chance of rain, and the low in the low 70s. And on Wednesday, an even hotter day, mostly sunny, 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Very hot with a high in the upper 90s. Can you believe that? Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor Bill Cobbs is 80 years old today. Author Joyce Carol Oates turned 76. Billy Crash Craddock, country singer, 76 years old today. Lamont Dozier, great songwriter. Dozier, Holland Dozier, songwriting team, Holland Dozier, Holland, whatever it is, with Motown. He's 73 years old today. Rhythm and blues singer Eddie LaVert, lead singer of the OJs, 72 today. And let's see here, actress Joan Van Ark, who was on Knots Landing, got pretty famous for doing that, 71 years old today. Let's see, James Smith, who's a member of the Stylistics, 64 years old today. Boxing Hall of Famer Roberto Duran, no mas, 63. Gino Vannelli, I just want to stop, 62 years old today. Actress Laurie Metcalf is 59. She was Roseanne's sister on the old Roseanne show. Actor James Patrick Stewart, 46 years old today. Golfer Phil Mickelson, 44. Actor John Cho, 42. Let's see here. Actress Olivia Hack, 31 years old today. Diana DeGarmo, who was on American Idol and in a show at Deepak not too long ago, 27 years old today. And got a local celebrity celebrating birthday today. He is our birthday winner, Rick Dyke, 77 years old today. Maybe you'd never know what to look at him, but Rick Dyke is a longtime coach and teacher at Durham Academy. You may know him. He just got inducted into the DA's first Hall of Fame class this past spring, and I understand that also he, even though he's 77 years old now, he climbed and rappelled down Mount Mitchell last September. More like a 35-year-old guy. Sounds like Rick Dyke. Happy birthday, buddy! We're going to make sure you get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. I beg your pardon, not Cruisers. UPS Store, Fordham Boulevard, and Metamod. And they love taking care of their customers over there. They will take care of you, too. Rick Dyke, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another wonderful week of trivia. ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you very much,
sir.
It's wonderful to be back. Hope you had a good Father's Day. Hope you heard from Zach, Cammie, Bev, and everybody.
Freddie, you came in late last night after being out doing who knows what and fell asleep in the corner over there. Freddie's been in the corner of the studio here all morning long.
Just one of the potted plants.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was asleep up until just a few minutes ago when I woke him up. But I just
and then
to
I'm going
you know
back to, let's see what color, it's the cobalt blue rack monster.
I used to think your bed,
I know.
You talked about all the time.
No, it's just the sheets. Like now, the rack monster is your bed, but if it's got a color, that's the bed sheets.
Well, I used to think you had a bed with a metal headboard or something like
that.
No. Steel, you know. One of those headboards.
Canary yellow headboard.
Yeah, exactly. Or cobalt blue.
Cobalt blue.
But, you know, now you tell me it's
English
just
pea green.
The bed sheets. Or
yeah, it's just the bed sheets over the rack monster.
Well, whatever. I hope it's good for a good night's sleep for you.
I'm ready.
Yeah, Father's Day was great.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Good.
Thank you so much for asking.
Well, I hope it was good. Hope it was good for everybody.
And I hope you had the opportunity to remember your dad.
There's not a day that goes by.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's really cool. I keep thinking back to that speech you gave earlier in the year.
Again, thank you.
Just amazing.
Thank you.
And I'd like to go back and relive that because it was really good.
Thank you very much.
A lot of people would agree with me out there. But, hey, let's get on a lighter note here.
Rivers. I'm doing Rivers again.
Rivers.
Rivers. Not
Cry
Johnny Rivers.
River. Cry me a river.
Or Johnny Rivers.
Yeah, Johnny Rivers, like Summer Rain.
Secret Agent Man.
Secret Agent Man. He did a version of Memphis. Summer Rain.
Did Maybelline.
Did a whole lot of good stuff.
Summer Rain. Summer Rain is a great song.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Johnny Rivers.
Yep.
That's a name nobody ever talks about. Nobody ever talks
about. Well, you know, I don't know how many Slow Dancing. Remember that in the 70s?
Yeah.
Slow Dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a lot of good songs. And
well,
and
Tracks of My Tears.
Yeah. He redid a whole lot of tunes.
Yeah,
he redid Tracks of My Tears, Miracle Song.
Yep.
He redid some Chuck Berry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was always doing somebody else's material, and perhaps that's why he doesn't get much respect. But
but
he was a good artist.
But it has nothing to do with the question we're doing today, except he has the last name of our category.
Okay.
Rivers. If the Potomac River flows through Washington, D.C., and the Charles River flows through Boston. Then what river flows through Cleveland, Ohio?
Through Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
The Indians and the Browns.
I just flew into
Cavs.
Cleveland, and boy, my arm's
tired. Yes. If the Potomac flows through Washington, D.C., Charles flows through Boston, then what river flows through Cleveland, Ohio?
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer to that question.
And if you call and you get the correct answer, you will be able to flow right on down to
Cruisers,
where you are
good to go.
Yes.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Back on June 3rd, the 26th annual Carolina Kids Classic took place at Finley Golf Course in Chapel Hill. And it's all because of Woody Durham, one of the founders. He says it's changed over the years.
We don't have as many participants in the actual tournament as we used to have. We were close to 132 number of years. I think the same flavor and everything is still here. It's doing what it ought to do and generating funds for not only the Ronald House, but the Children's Hospital.
Woody Durham is today's WCHL hometown hero. And how did it all get started?
I was in television in Greensboro for 14 years. One of my friends, Mike Haley, was the biggest owner-operator of McDonald's in North Carolina. He had about 60 some of them. We were both on the board of the Ronald House at that time. And we were talking about raising funds, and well, he was a former general chairman of the GG in Greensboro, and I, of course, covered it while I was with the television station there, and he looked at me and he said, Woody, let's put on a golf tournament. So that's what we did. We started here at Finley. First two events raised $25,000 each, and then a friend of ours, Bob Eubanks, came to me and said, let's move this thing over to the Governor's Club, and we did that for a number of years, and then Tom Fazio came in and just did a magnificent job on the redo on this golf course, and we came back over here because the university wanted us here, and they gave us a situation that we couldn't refuse.
Woody says one of the things that makes the Carolina Kids Classic special is that former Carolina players come back.
You know, we got three guys here who were very instrumental in Carolina winning the 2005 National Championship, and we've got one of the greatest college players ever because he was given the Naismith Award as the Player of the Year in 98 in Antoine Jameson, and he's had a 14-year career in the NBA, which is winding down, but he's been a terrific representative not only for Antoine Jameson but for the University of North Carolina's basketball program. I'm glad to see these guys. We had Tyler Hansbrough and T.J. Yates 1 year, so we've hit some of the good ones along the way.
He was the voice of the Tar Heels for 40 years, and he's one of the good ones. Just ask Coach Larry Fedora.
You know, I understand Woody started this event, and I mean, it's just a tremendous thing, and to have Woody backing it, it means probably more to them than anything.
And how is Woody's golf game these days?
I wish you hadn't brought that up, okay? I can't get it back to where it was. You know, I've turned a lot of calendars page by page since I was pretty good, I thought. But I'm trying to get back there. I love doing it.
Here's the good news. This year's Carolina Kids Classic raised $120,000. Woody Durham, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
It is 6:58 at WCHL.
You got a guess? Cuyahoga?
That's it!
Cuyahoga River?
Awesome!
Yeah, I don't know why I knew that. But...
Well, from Major League and then from Randy Newman, who did some songs.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so, but Cuyahoga River.
The Cuyahoga River, it empties into Lake Erie.
Yeah.
And is famous back in the 60s for the river that caught fire.
Uh-huh, exactly.
The name is Iroquoian for Crooked River.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the sludge that caught fire, which helped to push for environmental cleanup of that and many other rivers back in the late 60s.
Hey, you never know. One of these days, we might get that happening
again.
Well,
there's some scary stuff going on out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anybody who says, the climate stuff, that's just a bunch of folks.
Hey, if you think that, if you think that, you're an idiot.
Yeah, right? Hello. Golly, Pete.
If you think there's no such thing as global warming, then, you know, I don't know how in the world you find your 6:59 at WCHL. Thanks for all the phone calls this morning. Mike Galoo got in here first with the answer to the question. The river that flows right through Cleveland, Ohio is the Cuyahoga River, and Mike Galoo gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss and a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. It's half off from Refinements Resale Boutique, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Already warm this morning, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 90s, 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
Shiite men alarmed by the Sunni takeover of much of northern Iraq are rushing to take up arms against their Muslim brothers, but the Sunni advance shows no signs of slowing. A few hours ago, ISIS militants captured another big city, Talifar. With insurgent forces only 60 miles from Baghdad, the Pentagon is sending close to 100 soldiers and Marines to guard the American embassy, and some diplomats are leaving the capital. RAND Corporation analyst Rick Brennan says it's a prudent precaution.
There are such a large number of U.S. personnel in the embassy compound in Baghdad and in the surrounding areas that if you waited to the last second, if the worst occurred, it'd be very difficult to move everybody out.
The insurgents have posted photos to back up claims that they've murdered hundreds of Iraqis.